Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990.
Quiet, numbskull.
That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145. And Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports. Even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your business, your family can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests. We'll be coming in. We are broadcasting live from the David Meltzer's Mission Meeting. Our friends at Sports One Marketing. Robert Mott will be checking in to chat a little bit about wine with us. And Chris Bissonette will be joining us from Mass Mutual Financial Group. We really appreciate all of them. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, being that it is another beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio, we are celebrating today National Seafood Bisque Day. You got to love it. Where do you get good seafood bisque? I've beaten anorexia, so I love all kinds of food. But where are you getting that good seafood bisque? I wonder if our friends over at Reunion Kitchen and Drink are going to have some great seafood bisque today. I don't know. We might even have to ask Robert Mott when he checks in with us this morning what wines are going to pair up with our seafood bisque. We'll check on that. We are looking at the markets this morning. The markets, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 58 points. Oil up $1.43 a barrel.
Ow!
Yeah, that's going to be a little bit painful. We're going to see where that does or what that does to our pocketbooks. Obviously, we know right here in the state of confusion that it's going to cost us a lot of money. It's cost our pocketbooks quite a bit. And we are going to check on the U.S. 10-year Treasury. That U.S. 10-year Treasury right now is at 1.738. Now, I watch the U.S. 10-year Treasury for you every morning. You know that. And the reason that we watch the U.S. 10-year Treasury, very, very simple. That's what is kind of an underlying factor. There's only one thing that affects your mortgage rate. That is something called mortgage-backed securities. But the 10-year Treasury, that's going to be the one that's going to kind of lead it into that mortgage-backed securities. Add 1.76 to the 10-year Treasury. That's going to basically tell you where we're going to be looking as far as mortgage rates and mortgage rates going forward. We will get that new number coming in tomorrow morning from Fannie Mae. We did notice this morning housing starts came in at an annual rate of 1.047 in September. They were expecting that housing starts to be at 1.175 million. That's a leading indicator. That's going to tell us where the markets are heading in the future. It might be something that's going to pose a little bit of a problem, but we will see where we go from there on those numbers. Why would that pose a problem? Well, that has a direct effect on GDP, a gross domestic product. If they're not building, you're not buying. If you're not buying, there's no reason for us to continue seeing increases. That is why we are probably looking toward a recession. Almost every indicator shows recession on the horizon, but we'll chat about that a little bit more as the days and weeks come on. And that's not a political issue. I do get political every once in a while, but that's not a political issue. One of the things that we're looking at also, when they talk about that 10-year Treasury at 1.74, that's affecting our seniors. What else is affecting our seniors right now? Well, here's an issue that's affecting our seniors. Secured their Social Security benefits. Well, the numbers came out on Social Security benefits for 2017. Once again, our seniors are getting hit again. Measly $5 raise.
Ow!
Yeah, that's painful. $5 is all our seniors are going to get as a raise for 2017. You tell me, is that a good number? Can you live on that? The nation's 65 million Social Security beneficiaries will receive a paltry 0.3% cost of living adjustment to their monthly checks in 2017, the government announced Tuesday. In dollars and cents, it means the average retired beneficiary's check will rise about $5 to $1,306. $60 for the month of for the year of 2017.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's painful. I feel for you, seniors, but you know, here's the issue, and I the seniors don't like it when I say this. I am not politically correct. I've never been politically correct. I don't intend to be politically correct. But seniors, you are the ones that have voted longer than anybody else for the elected officials that we have. So think about that. If you're not happy with what's going on, well, who do you have to blame? Who are you voting for this time? Are you going to vote for the same people that have been getting you the same results? Or are you going to vote for somebody new and hope that maybe you get a different result? I'm just kind of questioning that because you have control. The seniors are actually the ones that go out and legitimately do vote. So if you're going out to vote this time and you're going to vote for the same people that got you what you have and you're not happy with what you have, well, are you going to go and complain to a young person that doesn't vote? No, you're the ones that have it. Go and hold our elected officials accountable. If you're going to continue to vote for the same party, the same. And here's the issue. I'm going to share this with you right now. This is the way it works. Anybody that tells you anything different, they're just giving you some hogwash. But here is the way it works. Here's why we see that our Congress has such a horrible rating with the population. It's because you and I seem to think that the person that our congressperson stinks and somebody else's congressperson is the good one. I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Our congressperson is the pain in the neck. You think that I'm sitting here with a live studio audience or something, the way I'm tongue twisted this morning. But here, you know, so the bottom line is, Congress has a very, very low approval rating. We all know that. But we vote for the same person. So what happens is we think that our congressman is good, your congressman is bad. Well, no. It starts with who we vote for. If you don't like what's going on, find somebody new. Quit complaining. That's just the way it is. To continue, if you don't like the fact that we've got a 9.7% real unemployment measured by BLSU6, don't vote for the same party that's in the White House. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, and again, I don't get all that political. Well, maybe I do. But I'm not looking to have Donald Trump as my father-in-law. I'm not looking to have him raise my niece. I don't care what he said. I care what he does. I care, is he going to be the one that's going to bring our country back to getting a 3 or 4% GDP? We are at a 1.2% on the current administration. Can he or Hillary be the one that's going to do a better job with regard to terrorism? You can say what you want about George W. Bush. He got dealt a crappy hand. When he first came into office, we were attacked. What did he do? He attacked back. You may not like that he attacked back, but it protected us. Right now, there is no trust in this administration. Why do you think it's the Democrat Party that got hacked? Because our enemies have no fear. They're not going to have any retaliation, just saying. Then we go and we look and see. This is the best story I saw all time. Now, you know that Hillary Clinton tells us about all the time about how she is the environmentalist. She is the green individual. But did you see this? There is a Hillary Clinton bus that's caught dumping their sewage in the street. Dumping their sewage right in the street into a storm drain. Now, last I checked, that's not legal, but that is what they did. Dumping sewage in a storm drain is not what you really want to be doing, and that's not going to get you where you want to be. It's probably not environmentally friendly. Just saying, that's kind of the I love watching some of these things. It's amazing. But you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Can we really punt wine? What has punt and wine got to do with each other? Robert Mott's going to check in with us. We'll talk about it. We're also going to chat about looking for a new home, what you need to know, what you want, what you need, what's the difference. Four reasons paying off your mortgage faster isn't always the best move. And you won't believe what some students are spending their student loans on. All that and more. You can reach us at our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. or RonSiegelRadio.com. Connect with us, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio, on Twitter @RonSiegel. We will be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. When you are ready to get that trust, if you don't have one, you better get one. You need one. And they've got a great deal. It's probably the best trust I have ever seen. And I have been looking at trusts for a long, long time. They've got a great one. And if you go to RSR Gift Bag, text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. Not only do they have the great trust, but they're going to give it to you with a 25% discount off the best price in the industry. 25% discount, best product. How can you go wrong? Text RSR Gift Bag to 79564. You won't believe what some students blow their loan money on. Student loan money. It's amazing. You got to love this one. I know when I was in college, if you didn't want to give me a bunch of money, although I had businesses even back then. But about half of the students blow some of their school loan money on non-educational expenses. Can you believe that? Is that a surprise to anybody?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
So a handful pumped their money into vacations. That's about 3%. 13% ate at restaurants. 15% bought clothes. 19% used it for car payments and other expenses. The greatest share, 41% spent loan funds on monthly bills like mobile phones. And we wonder why we've got such a high rate of student debt in our country. And we wonder why. Here's an interesting statistic. The average 2016 graduate carries away $37,000 in debt along with their diploma.
Ow!
Yeah, not a pretty sight, but that is the way it is. That is the Word on Wealth segment today, again, being brought to you by our friends over at Heritage Financial Services. If you will text RSR Gift Bag, it's Ron Siegel Radio, RSR Gift Bag to 79564. There's a great coupon, and there's about $1,000 worth of gifts right in the gift bag for you. It is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. Trying to get our engineer to turn your volume up just a little bit for us so I can hear you. So we're going to chat a little bit about wine, and I found it very interesting that in the notes, even before you found out that I was going to be broadcasting in front of a live audience here on our radio network, and we're talking about business after you come on, and now all of a sudden I see a term punt with regards to wine. What the heck is punting and wine got to do with each other?
You know, it's something that not everybody catches this one. You know, the term punt, as we know, in modern language, really, at least in the U.S., it really becomes a football reference. And I understood we had some sports discussions going on later today, so I thought this might be an appropriate one. It's also a term for a small type of boat. I don't use that one very often, but just a little bit of trivia. But in the wine world, the punt is the indentation in the base of most wine bottles. Almost, I'd say 98% or more have an indentation in the bottom. So punts are the remnant of a time when glass wine bottles were hand-blown. What the glass blower would do is they push the seam up in the base, which gave the bottle a more stable surface and thus a better chance of actually standing upright, which was important, obviously, and provided additional structural integrity to the wine bottle at a time when, you know, bottles were, you know, had a tendency sometimes to fall apart or break, or if there was any pressure inside, like a champagne bottle, it tended to explode as well. But over time, punts have thought to help collect sediment as the wine ages, and some I'd say there's probably something there. But also gives people with strong forearms and really good sommeliers who like to serve their wine a fancy way to pour wine without gripping the label or the neck by hooking their thumb inside that indentation in the bottom of the bottle. These days, really, punts are really a matter of design. They don't really serve any function except for that fancy wine pouring technique. What you'll also notice is many really high-end wine bottles or high-end bottles of wine employ really deep punts, and they can do that to make the wine bottle look bigger and without actually changing the internal volume away from the 750 milliliters that they generally put in a standard wine bottle. Some people think it's an indication of quality. Well, you know, indication of quality is what's in the bottle, not the bottle itself. It may be an indication, however, of how much the winery actually spent on the glass itself. So, you know, punt's an interesting term when it comes to bottles, for sure, wine bottles, for sure.
Interesting information. I had no clue. I always thought that I wanted a small punt just because, and I didn't know what it was called. I just figured they were giving me less wine. But then my background being in the weights and measures, I'm sure that those folks would not be too happy about saying it's a 750 ml bottle and not having a full 750 ml in there. So I kind of guessed that part of it. The other thing, Robert, you know, we hear a lot of sports people get into a lot of different industries. Is there a taste for wine? I mean, I know down in my neighborhood, Vince Ferragamo's got into some wines. He's brought some around. Any other sports celebrities that we know that are doing the wine thing?
Oh, well, yes, you know, Ron, there are tons of these sports celebrities that have either gotten involved in the wine business or themselves directly, like Vince has. And I've met Vince as well at some of the tastings and judging contests I've been to. Vince is really a super gentleman and actually makes a great product as well. But there's really no shortage. You know, you said a lot of golfers have their own wine labels. You know, there are a number of football players, former football players that do. And that some are really, you know, day-to-day involved in it, or, you know, and others are really, they lent their name to it, essentially lent their celebrity to it. Some are good, some are very good, and some, well, some are not, you know, to be true. But,
well, that's what I was kind of wondering, do any of them really do anything with the wine, or are they really just putting their name on it for a marketing ploy?
Yeah, I think some of them actually really do. I mean, one that comes to mind, the one I always wanted to kind of feature today, and it's actually a non-California wine for once. You know, I know I'm sure people accuse me of being very much a California snob when it comes to wine selections, but one of the best sports figure wines and former football player wines I've had is out of Washington State, out of the Walla Walla region. The former quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, he was very much into wine and really wanted to be, you know, hands-on involved. He collaborated with a good friend of his by the name of Chris Figgins. Chris is quite the notable character in the Washington wine business. He is the winemaker behind Leonetti Vineyards and the winemaker between Figgins Family Wines, of course. Arguably, Leonetti and Figgins families may be two of the finest red wines that come out of Washington State. You know, obviously, some people will disagree with me and point to some Syrahs they make and some other wineries as well. But I think they would certainly have to be, by anybody's estimation, in the top five wine labels that you'd see coming out of Washington. But Drew, in his label, is called Double Back. Obviously a play on his former quarterback and then actually cutting back into the wine business, obviously. Anyways, that's the winery. They focus on really high-end Cabernet Sauvignon, and that's what Chris Figgins always focused on as well, either Cabernet or Cabernet-type blends. And they are really good. I mean, really, really, really good. I mean, I think those wines, I think there's some that if you ever have a chance to try them out, either you see it in your local wine store or you see it on a wine list in a restaurant, I would highly recommend you try the Double Back wines or even the other Figgins wines, the Leonetti or the Figgins family. Certainly these wines compete with many of the Napa Spirituosos Cabernets for a similar price, and they're very competitive for the quality level you get with the great wines out of Northern California. So, you know, there are obviously other wines that have sports figures involved that are very good as well. But this one's one that kind of bubbled to the top of my list. And since I don't always want to be accused of being just a California guy when it comes to wines as well, I think it's good to highlight somebody else out of state who's doing a fabulous job with their wines. But Drew Bledsoe, I mean, give him kudos. He's certainly, certainly invested a lot of his own time and money and effort into making it a great project with Chris.
Now, aren't we used to generally getting Pinot out of Washington? Is Cabernet one of their common products up there?
Well, Pinot tends to show up a little further south in Washington. So our friends in Oregon are the ones that are most famous for world-class Pinot Noirs. As it turns out, when you get up to Washington State, and especially when you get out to the Walla Walla region, which is kind of the far eastern part of the state, you get a kind of a desert climate out there, very dry, tend to have warmer summers, tends to be a little bit more friendly to Bordeaux variety grapes like Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, whereas down in Oregon, you tend to get a little bit of that, more of that burgundy weather, that little cooler weather with a little bit higher humidity, some more fog. Things that really lend themselves much, much better to Burgundy varietals such as Pinot Noir and just lesser extent Chardonnay. And also I think they do some, some other white wine varietals that are actually quite good out of Oregon as well. But yeah, I know we get focused so much on Oregon Pinot Noir that sometimes we all forget about their friends to the north out there in Washington who are doing some great things in the Cabernet world and the Bordeaux varietals.
Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. We appreciate you joining us every Wednesday morning. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, you never know where our conversation will go with David Meltzer, talking the business of sports. Are you starting to look for a home? Do you know what you want versus what you need? Four reasons paying off your mortgage faster isn't a good move. They say it's not the best move. I say it's not even a good move, but we'll talk about that as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Whenever you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star has the products, the programs for you. Four reasons paying off your mortgage isn't always the best move. I'm going to actually say it's never a good move to pay off your mortgage. Here's why. There's a number of issues. Number one, you will lose monthly cash flow. Just a thought right there. Think why would you want to pay off your mortgage when you can arbitrage? You can call our friend Al Manfrey. He can show you how to make more money than the cost of the interest on your mortgage. That's number one. You might be in a bind during an emergency. Think about this. I've never heard of a person that has a reservation for a car accident, has a reservation for getting fired from their job. Yet it happens to people every single day. And try to go get some of that equity out of your property if you have no job, no income. It doesn't work. Keep that money liquid. Number three, you might not be able to save enough for retirement or other financial goals. That's just another one of those issues. So think about that one. If you can't save enough for retirement, why would you want to lose that arbitrage? Think about that. It's about 5%, the difference right in there. Just a thought for you right there. And you lose tax benefits. There is no benefit. There's no tax benefit for your primary residence. The only benefit is with a mortgage. So if you like paying more taxes, hey, go ahead and get rid of that mortgage. If you don't want to pay taxes, call our friend Al Manfrey. He'll help you to minimize your tax liability. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. David Meltzer, Sports One Marketing. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Glad to have you with us live at your event.
Yeah, it's really, really grateful that you're here, and it went really well.
Saw a lot of people. Hope they're having a lot. They look like they were having a lot of fun while we were setting up this morning.
Yeah, hopefully they're making some money too.
Well, you know who's probably making some money? I bet that there's a number of TV stations that are very, very excited right now that Toronto won yesterday.
Yeah, more games, the better. And even though I'm an Indians fan, I was glad that the Blue Jays got their one victory before we take the series.
Is that your prediction there? Indians,
it's already happened. I just talked about accessing facts, and things already exist. And so, my digital marketing head, Justin Pugh from Toronto, But the cool thing about this series for me is that I have connections to all four teams. And the nice thing about being a Padre and Charger fan and going to Occidental College is that it allows you to be this fickle fan that your teams are never there. So it's easy to take on, I lived in New Orleans, so I could be a Saints fan, or I was born in Ohio, so I'm an Indians fan. And I think, not only does that help each league, team, and organization, but in my life, it adds a lot of excitement to attach myself to somebody in the playoffs. And I have some connection to all four teams and would love to see an Indians Cubs World Series.
So you would love to see an Indian Cubs World Series, but what about your friends in some of the media companies? You think they're rooting for that?
No, it definitely would like, they would like to see the Dodgers and Cubs. The Dodgers and Indians and there. That's the only logical choice for TV.
Is it really? So the Indians would be better choice
Toronto.
For TV than Toronto?
Yeah. Believe it or not, with the baby boomers, Ohio is really a place that a lot of people are from.
Okay.
And I think you see that with the Cavs and their success that they had in the NBA. So unlike Toronto, it's, a whole other country. And and it does, even though they have a following in Canada, and it does help MLB in Canada, TV-wise, Cubs or Dodgers and Indians. Although I personally think you'll see when it is, and it's going to be the Cubs and Indians,
we got a prediction right here.
You got the prediction. When it is, I think you'll see some of the best ratings because people love the underdog, and both these teams, it's a no lose situation as far as karma goes. And, it would be an unbelievable series, I think, to have both teams. I heard a great joke, though.
Okay.
I got to use it. So, what do the Marlins and the Cubs have in common?
I don't know.
They both have not won a World Series in their new stadium.
Okay. In their new stadium. I like that. Yeah, the Cubs' new stadium is what, about 100 and some years old?
107 years old, yeah.
That's
Indians.
And there's a lot of people out here that are not going to be too happy with you Los Angeles Dodger fans.
No, Eric Karras will probably call me right after this in Piazza, and Sean Green and all my friends that we represented for the Dodgers. You know, even Leyritz, who Jim Leyritz, who worked for us, and Adam Kennedy, I think they both had a quick stint with the Dodgers as well. So, but I think the best teams will win out this year, and pitching is always king. So if the Dodgers do win, it'll be Kershaw driven, as you see.
And you know, well, I don't know, just watching, I'm not a Dodger fan. I'm an Angel fan, so I can be kind of like a Cub fan. We don't win very often, although we don't have, it's been
but
less
you've
than
won.
A, we have won.
Yes.
And for those Dodger fans that are listening, the Angels have won more recently than the Dodgers.
Yes.
So they've won at least in this century. The Dodgers haven't.
Yeah.
So.
And if the Angels were in the playoffs here, I'd be an Angel fan.
There we go. Okay.
The fickle Dave Meltzer.
The fickle Dave Meltzer. But you know something, from your history there, you know, at least you're used to losing. So.
Right. I'm the best of all losers.
Well, as an Angel fan, I'm used to that myself.
But I will tell you this, too. This is interesting. You know, I went to the championship game with the Cavs in Golden State. And there is something about, you know, I've been a Lakers fan my whole life,
right?
And it got old winning. It was just really? Like, yeah, it really did. It was like, you know, it doesn't have as much heart and soul when they won the championship. I was excited, but I had tears dripping down my face when LeBron took us home, you know, in Golden State. It was
A
life-shattering moment waiting so long in my entire life to see them win.
So he gets tired winning. So I guess that's your advice for Donald Trump this evening, is it gets old to win. So, not that we're going to get
political. No, don't get political.
I'm going to go political with you, because here's it's the business of sports.
Yes.
I am a big-time anti-49er right now. Anything that happens with the 49ers, I hope they lose every game. It would not surprise me. It would not bother me if nobody showed up until they fire Kaepernick.
There you go. And I wrote my blog about that this week.
Okay.
And here's my philosophy, is there's, you have to look at the issues as they stand. So number one, I'm a big fan of freedom of speech.
Sure.
But I'm also a big fan, a huge fan of our nation. And I think it's hypocritical, you know, for an African-American kid who's adopted into a white family and makes millions of dollars to talk about Black Matters.
Right.
Who's used the N-word in the past and got in trouble for it. So he's not the most enlightened person, number one. But the real issue is he has a right to do what he does.
Absolutely.
And the problem that I have with it is, where's his agent, his parents, the coach, to say, hey, if you believe in this, right, everybody has a right. If you,
sure.
And I believe in what he believes in, believe it or not. I truly do. Why pick something negative, especially the country – to disrespect your country that has afforded you the ability to be adopted,
right,
the ability to play football and make millions of dollars when you literally came from nothing. That's what our country is made of. And so instead of doing something positive, like taking your platform and doing the jersey donation and creating a foundation and getting out and busting your butt and working with kids and teaching people by going to high schools and elementary schools to create change, instead of being positive,
right, exactly.
And telling you, hey, this is a great country, and what makes this country great is we're all equal. History has shown what we've done.
Sure.
And if he did that instead, it's so lazy and so easy to say, well, I'm on TV, so I'm going to kneel, disrespect all those people that have empowered me.
Right.
So I agree with you. I think he went about it. Great message.
Sure.
Terrible execution.
And that's the whole point, is that, you know, those guys don't get paid for playing football, in my opinion. They get paid for being a role model. They get paid for your kids in mind to want their shoes, their shirts, to follow what they're doing. That's what they're and for an entertainment value.
Yeah.
And if they're out there doing these things, I'm telling my kids, hey, I don't want you to be anything like them. In fact, I don't even want to watch the 49er game.
Yeah, well, you know, bother me just as much with Cam being a baby after he lost to the Saints. You know, one thing about Warren Moon, he has been discriminated against more than probably any other African-American quarterback, you know,
sure,
in high school, in college.
He broke a lot of barriers for a lot of people.
He sent him to camp, but you never see him take a negative approach.
Right.
Like, he has every reason to, every time they play the national anthem, they sent him to Canada. So he has every reason to say, hey, America didn't give me a chance for 6 years.
Right.
They robbed me of huge income because they said I wasn't intelligent enough to play quarterback. They didn't want the face of a franchise to be an African-American face. This is a man that deserves to be better.
Sure.
But there's no way. He's the opposite. He thanks this country, and he's helped change this country so guys like Kaepernick can play quarterback.
Absolutely. And be out there. You know, he can't make change by having a bunch of parents like me and others saying what a jerk he is.
Right.
Whereas the other way around, I can say, hey, you know something? I want my kids to go out and donate and work for causes. I know that you and Warren are very, very big in charities.
Yeah. Everything we do has to have a foundation, a charitable cause, or a purpose to it, or we won't do it.
And you had shared with me a couple of years ago when you came on about the idea that every one of your athletes that you were working with had to be giving back to the community.
And it's the Kaepernick rule.
Right.
If they're willing to create a foundation and give back, we knew that they would be a good client, that we could build a legacy. They don't even realize it, though. It allows you to stay with the same team, to build in community engagement, even if you're not a starter. Right? There's guys that they play their second string linebackers. I know a kid named Robbie Erlin for the Padres. Right, he does so much for the community. He ended up, my son's one of his biggest fans. He's a $500,000 25-year-old who has Tommy John right now. He's spending his offseason in a sling, going out to schools, doing charity. And guess what? When he's back, the Padres want him because the community wants him.
And you know something, David, because you'll mention this because you and I have talked about it. Their careers are very, very short.
Especially football.
Right? Who's going to want Kaepernick as a business to represent them after his playing days are done?
Exactly. And, you know, there's very few Kobes in the world.
Right.
Right. They have that Teflon ability to end up, you know, their career with the Celtics giving them a standing ovation. You know, which blew my mind.
Right. Exactly.
Like, there's very few of those. And I, you know, fortunately for me, I work with the NFL alumni, the MLB alumni, the NBA alumni, the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And if you could see what life is like on the other side, and, you know, Danny Shays, who played basketball, Dolph Shays' son, played for Syracuse, won a national championship, played for Orlando. He wrote a book calling Going Broke, you know, How to Lose $100 Million. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's a really high-paying player that's played a long time. Imagine if you are Robbie Erlin and you made $500,000 for 3 years, right, and his career ends.
Sure.
You guys are more financial guys than me. That does not last until you are 65 or 70 years
Absolutely.
old.
Absolutely. Especially in the lifestyle that they get used to.
Even if you're living at home with your mom, it's not going to last.
Exactly. Great information. We appreciate David Meltzer stopping by as often as we can get him. I know you're traveling all over the world. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, financial wellness, that is going to be our topic. With Chris Bissonette, Mass Mutual Financial. I might even throw our real-time real estate segment out the door today so we get more time with Chris. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And remember, if you missed any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube, about a 500,000 people a month. So checking us out there. Join the community. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Generally at this time we'd be doing our real-time real estate segment, but I think I'm going to drop that today because we are running a little behind schedule. Whenever David and I start chatting, we always end up running behind schedule. So I'm going to throw out just a message to our producers that we're going to throw out the real-time real estate segment. We'll save that for tomorrow so that we can talk to Chris Bissonette, Mass Mutual Financial Group. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us. Talking about finance, you and I had a good conversation a little bit before the broadcast, before the event. You're a sponsor here for David Meltzer Mission Meetings. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Glad to have you with us. So tell us, what are you finding? What are you seeing out there in the world of finance that we really need to know about? Let me throw this at you. I see this a lot because I get people calling me and I hear folks that are getting involved in getting mortgages. And I look at their financial package and they're sending me over a statement from, and I'm not going to use names, so I'll just call us Brand X, Brand Y. Now, so they've got a 401k at one company. They've got a Roth at somebody else. They've got a couple of rollovers. Then they've got their investment accounts. Are you seeing that the people are going to basket all over, and are they conflicting?
That's a great question. What I see today from when I started 22 years ago is people are financially disorganized. We have more stuff today coming at us, the internet, cell phone, social media, and we have more financial products to choose from, 401ks, IRAs, insurance, reverse mortgages, HSA, FSA. So for most people, their financial lives are a disaster. And we really focus on financial life management. That's kind of the big thing I'm preaching now is people just need to get organized. Right now, they go to 10 to 15 different websites to see everything, and most people are so disorganized, they don't even know the password to their 401k. So that's what most Americans need today is simply financial organization. One website or one place they can go to see their financial world. And when you see your financial world on one page, you're able to make better decisions.
So how do we do that? You know, when I was at Merrill Lynch way back when, and like I've told everybody, I was licensed, so and I had, at that time I had to follow all the rules and guidelines and those compliance people. Now I'm not licensed, so I can be honest. Not the people that are licensed are not honest, but they have to follow these compliance issues, which the government then forces them to. At Merrill Lynch, I used to laugh because they said that our job was to protect people from losing their money. Well, they could put their money under a mattress if they wanted to do that. We want to try and help people make money. How do you get organized? Because one of the things I see is that, and back then at Merrill even,
is you'd see people that at Merrill Lynch, they would have a strategy, and it was all just hypothetically for small cap growth. And then they'd have their account over at Morgan Stanley, and that would be all small cap growth. And then they'd have somewhere else, they'd be large cap income. And then you'd see these portfolios that they're crossed over.
Yes.
How do you protect against that? Is there tools that we can do?
That's a great question. Again, what I mentioned earlier, 20 years ago, people were stockbrokers. And they would go out and they'd say, Mr. Client, I've got a stock, take a look at it. Well, today you can purchase that stuff online. So, again, the focus of a real financial advisor is to get all their assets, all their insurance, all their savings, investments, et cetera, onto one page. And how do I do that? I do it through a software that's provided through eMoney, and the product I use is called EMX Select. EMX Select allows me to organize my client's financial world onto one page. So everything from insurance, investments, their spending, it actually intuitively creates a budget based on their spending. So it's an aggregate software. They link everything, their credit cards, their checking account, all their investments, and it'll update every day. And to your point, when you see investments that have the same securities in them, it's because they're at different institutions. Well, what this software does, it allows you to see all your investments from all your institutions on one page. And it does a pie graph so you can see the asset allocation, so you can really see how you're invested amongst all your assets.
So let me ask you this, because this is one of the big issues that we see all the time, and especially with our millennials, the young people out there. My son graduated from a private high school and didn't know how to write a check, which is a shame in this day and age. But we're getting to a point where we don't need to write checks. How do we get to the young people? Can they see all of this on their phone? And I want to get your take also on the idea of internet advice versus human advice.
That's, again, a couple good topics there. I'll tell you, when I started in the business, graduated from Arizona State, I was 23 years old. And I remember going through a 2-week training class, and they were teaching me about mutual funds and IRAs. And I'm like, why didn't I learn this in school?
Right.
And so they really don't teach that. They really don't have these the basic finance classes. The other thing to your point was, with the millennials, can you see it on your phone? Well, the software I use, which is the best in the industry, you can see on your phone. And it updates every day. If you have securities inside of there, those will update every 20 minutes. Your last point really touches on the robo-advisor, which is, okay, I'm just going to go online and I'm going to manage everything through a computer. Well, I will tell you, Ron, I don't know any wealthy people. One, most wealthy people I know are not technology savvy. And two, most wealthy people I know are not going to trust their life savings to a computer. They want that symbiotic relationship between the software and the advisor. And that's where I really feel that wealth management is going. You use the software to aggregate and manage, but you still need that live person, that live financial advisor, to guide the client and direct them.
So, and that's another great point that you make there, Chris, is the idea of using is wealthy people, right? I mean, even those of us that are not necessarily wealthy, don't we aspire to be wealthy? And why would we want to mimic, no disrespect to homeless people. I don't want to go get my guidance from somebody that's homeless, right? If I want to get guidance on trying to mimic, I've said this about Mitt Romney before. I said it about Donald Trump. Whether you like him or don't like him is irrelevant. I'd like to get my family's net worth to be similar to theirs. So why not do what they do, right? And getting live or human guidance where I can talk to somebody like yourself or someone on your team seems to me that makes more sense as far as trying to get where they are.
Yes, I agree. And again, I do believe that you can use some software to manage and organize your finances. But as far as real planning and really being able to diagnose what someone is doing and how to strategize for example, a retirement plan, you need someone who's been doing it for many years.
So what are you, The software that you're talking about, EMX Select, is that a proprietary to MassMutual?
No, it's not. That is the current product that I subscribe to through a company called eMoney. eMoney is the very best in the industry. They were recently purchased by Fidelity. So what I like about eMoney is, again, it allows me to manage my clients' finances, but at the same time, I'm able to do true planning. Really, once the information's in there, I can do projection models on income and retirement projections as well.
Great information. If you want to meet Chris, just give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'd be happy to put you in touch with Chris Bissonnette, Mass Mutual Financial Group. This piece of software, I'm a tech nerd. I love technology, but I also know that I don't know enough. Even though I've been trained in it, I don't know enough. I talk to financial people all the time. I don't know enough to manage things, money on my own. I want professional human guidance. I can go online and get this information. I'm probably going to get wrong information. I can go online and get the information to do my own knee surgery. It's not going to turn out very well. Same thing with your financial world. And that's why I'd be happy to put you in touch with Chris or his team. But I do ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
I also bought financialsymbiosis.com and financialplanninguniverse.com.
Do people know how to